Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Well, hello and happy, wonderful day, sweet friends. How are you doing out there? You know, it's been a really interesting couple of weeks for me, and I'm feeling much more in focus, or much more in my own space now today, more so than I have within the last couple of weeks, maybe even the last couple of months. It's really been interesting times, isn't it? With all of these changes and everything that's playing out in this beautiful year one of new beginnings. It's amazing when we think that we are on this journey and we kind of have an idea and a spark and we're ignited and ready and focused and, you know, laying down all these foundations, we believe we have a clear image of what is about to take hold. And it's amazing how the energy shifts and what plays out and what happens as we're moving through this year. And that's really been quite big for me. Like I said, this last couple of weeks, especially, it really is this place of waves. It's not even up and down. You know, I've talked previously in terms of there being an up and down of an emotional roller coaster. But for me, this has been more of waves of energy that are coming through. Waves as I begin shifting emotionally, mentally, you know, esoterically, right? I mean, that whole spiritual aspect of things on every single layer that makes me who I am. And I'm pretty sure you're probably going through some of that, you know, as well. And I know you are, because I always feel like I go through all of these shifts and changes. And then it's like every client that shows up, every conversation I have thereafter, you know, is about really supporting and helping other people to go, you know, to find their way through what's playing out for us little humans. And so there's this wave of what I can only refer to as really powerful light. And this is what 2017 is all about. We're becoming really enlightened. It's not, and being enlightened again is not a destination. It's not something that we need to achieve or accomplish. But the light that we are is beginning to really radiate at a greater intensity than ever before. And so these waves that I've been feeling really is this energy that is almost creating this push, this pull. There's great emotional levels that are happening, but there's incredible physical things that are taking place as well. And of course, that's really what I want to get into for the nuts and bolts of the show today, is really talking about, you know, some of those things that take place. You know, we have great awakenings in a spiritual sense. We've got great awakenings in a consciousness and awareness and all these things that play out, and we're so in tune with it. And yet there's our body trying its might to catch up and to be a part of these changes that are taking place. You know, one of the things to recognize and to know is that we can evolve spiritually. We can have this awakened place within us, this light becoming exponential in terms of what it has been before. We can have all of this new growth of consciousness, these great awarenesses that begin to awaken inside of us. And it actually takes our physical body some time to really adjust, to regulate, and to shift in order to keep up with all of these changes. And so what we're finding, and I say we for a purpose, because again, you're tuning in because you wouldn't be if you weren't going through this. But what we're going through is really a huge release on a physical level, this last little bit. And this physical thing that we go through is often misinterpreted or often diagnosed or judged in some way in terms of the fact that it is this illness, you know, is this thing that we need to go to the doctor for, we need to go have a checkup, we need to find out what's going on with our physical body, because suddenly we're having experiences that we, you know, maybe raise some concern. And so what I want to do today is alleviate some of that concern for you, to be able to help you to understand what are some of those energetic shifts that are taking on a cellular and DNA level inside of our bodies, to know that everything that we change within the mind, subconsciously, consciously, every shift, as I said, within consciousness, awareness, everything that we're doing within greater spiritual awakening within our own self, our physical state is being altered. And so I want to be able to really help you to navigate some of the things that are playing out. But first and foremost, before, you know, I also don't want to diagnose. Please know I am not diagnosing anything that you're going through. If you feel, you know, that you need to go see a doctor, by all means. I'm a huge believer in complementary therapy between Western and Eastern medicines. And I think that we really have to honor and trust, you know, when trust is like when you're feeling the nudges from spirit, or when the angels are saying you need to go to the doctor. I really want to encourage you to do that and follow through. So I definitely don't want to, you know, have this show being said, well, Bonnie said that's all it was. So, but just, you know, really honor yourself, take care of you, as you know, where the best ways of taking care of you. However, I do want to just give you another perspective and a little bit insight as to what might also be taking place for you on that very physical level. So what's really interesting, and I want to speak first and foremost from my own experience. As I said, these last couple of weeks, I really felt as if I hit a wall. It was as if I had, you know, as if I had no inspiration. I wasn't inspired to really do anything. I wasn't inspired to write, which is really weird because I am so focused on completing my book and bringing that into the world. But I wasn't even inspired to write. It's like I had no thought that was even creative. Everything just, as I said, felt like it was at a block. I didn't have physical energy. I was tired, lethargic. Even though I was sleeping, you know, I would go to bed at my regular bedtime, which is pretty sadly early. You know, usually by about 9:30, 10, I'm horizontal. I was going to bed at the regular time, sleeping all night as if I had died. I was like totally comatose, waking up in the morning and still being so tired, almost non-functional tired. It would take me a long little bit to kind of shake off the cobwebs. There were different things that I was experiencing as well. Nutrition has been one of my things that I've really been bringing into greater importance in my life, really taking the initiative to make, you know, smarter, wiser, more conscientious choices of honoring myself nutritionally. And so even that, foods that I had been eating, things that I had maybe been craving, or, you know, what those choices I was making, literally, I didn't want them anymore. It was like my taste buds began to change. I couldn't appreciate the taste, the texture, the flavors of things the way that I had before. They're almost to the point of having no appetite. It was as if I had no appetite at all, but yet it was like I was still eating. It was like this habit to go through the motions and to bring food into my body, but without any really awareness to the fact that I was really enjoying it at all. So, you know, for me, as I said, this is, I know what else, I'm trying to think what else is taking place. My eyes have been going funny. It's almost, I got new glasses not too long ago. And ever since then, it was like, wow, I can see, you know, let there be light. And there truly was, everything was so clear. And I was amazed at how wonderful my vision had become. But what I was finding was that there were periods in time where my eyes were extra sensitive. They were sore. They were almost, in terms of what would have been in clear seeing, really became bouts and times of where the vision was really blurred. And I'd have to close my eyes and try to refocus and take my glasses off and put my glasses back on and really try to find that sight, that clear sight. And so through everything that, you know, I mean, sinus infections, ear infections, throat infections, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, I could go on and on. Then there's also these other things I've been doing, like stubbing my toes like crazy. And, you know, banging into the wall and cutting my finger and just different things where my physical body, it was almost as if I was attacking it in some way. So I've spent a lot of time in evaluation because I know that everything is something. And I'm in a place already where, you know, at the first sign of an earache, I'm not running to the doctor. At the first sign of a sore throat, I'm not running to the doctor. I'm really, you know, what do I do? I really am checking with spirit first. You know, what's going on? What's happening? How do I work through this? And how do I reclaim my health again? And so we can look at all kinds of the logistics of different things that were playing out. And yeah, you know, it definitely can be allergies in terms of the snow mold, because here in Canada, you know, that snow is finally going away. Although if you live where I live in Lloydminster, we got all of our winter snow back this past weekend. So, but you know, it was, so that can be a part of it. And so those are all logical things. But I'm also, as I said, very aware that there's everything is something. And so that there's something greater and something more going on. So as these huge releases are taking place, there's a changeover of energies that are happening for each and every one of us. And as this changeover of energy is happening, it can bring up a lot of these symptoms and physical things that we can go through. So what, as I said, this for me, this has been really about awareness, you know, coming into practice with things, making sure that I'm with intention doing things to, you know, take care and honor me. And I'm going to talk about some more of these symptoms in greater detail, what is actually taking place on that energetic level, and of course, also help you to be able to navigate or, you know, work through some of the things that you're dealing with too. So, you know, it's not uncommon. Just I want to bring some peace to your heart and mind that with this new energy and with all of these changes that are taking place here in 2017 for all of us little humans, that this changeover energy affects us not only on an emotional level, but it can cause us to feel extra sleepy, extra weepy, and we can be even extra fired up. So I'm going to be talking about all of that. The beautiful thing is, you know, I think first and foremost is to really understand that everything is well, you know, we're moving forward through as we change, as we grow, and as we evolve, and these foundations really begin to take some stability in our lives. You know, we really have to get into that acknowledgement, that realization that somewhere much deeper inside of us, to the depths of our own soul, that all is well. And so, you know, now how do we as humans continue to learn from what is playing out so that we can walk forward, you know, becoming stronger, wiser to all of the experiences? And it is a powerful, powerful time, to say the least. And, you know, the cosmos are influencing so much of what is happening within us. These big energy shifts that are taking place are sometimes even greater and grander than what we can even comprehend. But what they do is when the energy plays out, not only are we being affected on a physical, emotional, spiritual level, but this energy engages our brains, it engages our minds and our hearts all at the same time. And these waves of energy that I talked about have all different kinds of vibration to them. And it's the different types of vibration that causes the different kinds of experiences that we may be going through. So some of us may experience more things on an emotional side. Others may experience more on a physical side. It really just depends on who we are, where we are, the work we've been doing up until now. But as this energy kind of goes through, as I said, we're not only feeling emotional, but we're going into a time when we're really being asked by the universe for a time of greater self-love, a time of greater appreciation, a time to understand that, you know, again, to trust, to know, to believe that we are being taken care of, that all is well, and really the universe does have our back. So, as we're evolving and growing, my goodness sakes, as I covered some of the things that, you know, I was going through, I realize now, oh my gosh, there's more that I want to talk about, but I'm going to kind of bring that all into a little bit greater perspective now. So as we're evolving, what's playing out, as I said, this these waves of energy, and every wave has a different vibration. And with that, it's causing us to evolve, and it's also causing us to absorb our light. And we're all absorbing this light at our very own pace. Some of us are working very consciously through these changes. And so transmutation of this energy might happen a little bit quicker. Sometimes it plays out and it's like the wave hits and it's like, overdone. It can be really quick where there's no real suffering that takes place. However, there is another side of it. We can, as we're absorbing light, if we're unaware to what's playing out, it can feel as if it's really slow, and that as we're absorbing the light, it's causing us to change direction a little bit. It's causing us to procrastinate, to feel stuck, and also it's causing illness because we are unaware of what is happening. So when we are evolving, when things are doing what they're doing out there in the universe, our physical body, as I said earlier, we're changing on a molecular level. There are changes taking place on that DNA and that cellular level within us. And it actually takes our bodies approximately 21 days to catch up to what has taken place at that spiritual or at that, you know, that mind level. So when consciousness comes into play, it happens immediately. We have new awareness, boom, it's born. We have a new shift in paradigm, boom, it's born. We set out greater intentions, boom, it's born in the universe. Everything happens so instantaneously. Ask and you shall receive. It really is that simple. But our physical body needs a little nurturing, a little extra care, a little bit of time to catch up with some of those greater changes that are happening at those much grander levels within all of us. So as these energetic changes take place, what happens is our physical body drops in density. And this then brings about a whole bunch of different symptoms. It's not uncommon when this happens, when the body drops in density, that we have experiences that will be almost like we have the flu. We have headaches. We may even get rashes or muscle and joint aches. We may even break out in acne. That's not uncommon either. What happens, this little epidemic that we might be going through is really a light epidemic. It's not a flu which requires us to seek medical attention. It is a time when we just need to nurture and care and sleep if we need to sleep and cuddle if we need to cuddle, cry if we need to cry. But what's playing out, as I said, these waves are affecting our bodies. They're affecting, those waves affect the mind, and the waves are affecting the heart, and there are different vibrations. And as this happens, our brain chemistry is changing. The right and left brain functions begin to blend. You know, the pituitary and the pineal glands begin to change in size. That DNA structure, that every chemical component begins to change and pick up, you know, even more. And so as these changes are taking place, as the physical body is growing and expanding and moving at that cellular level, it can feel as if it is breaking down to, in order to use the light. The body is, you know, you can look at it as things falling apart so they come together. You know, we've heard me say that before. That happens with our physical body, that we can go into illness in order for there to be more light. And so it is a time, there's huge releases that are taking place. We can also experience some of these physical symptoms, even in terms of weight loss or weight gain. It can, you know, as I talked about nutrition earlier, having cravings for food we maybe don't normally have cravings for, or having no craving for food whatsoever. That can really, you know, there's an esoteric blueprint that is being adjusted here with the light. And that can even be why we begin to feel not only physical bouts of this flu-like symptom, but we also are probably questioning, I know I certainly have, why am I really here? What am I really meant to do in the world? What is it all for? We really begin to question. It's like as our physical body begins to break, this light breaks it down, or this undifferentiated higher light begins to break down into usable light for our bodies. As our DNA is being, recoded, all those things, we really begin to question. We really begin to ask why. We begin to look at our relationships, what we've been doing, what's working, what's not working. We begin to question our values and morals. And it's almost, how illness can make you feel almost, like a big baby, where you can get sad and mopey and emotional and all of that. It's just the breakdown for the body to find its way into the higher vibration. And so we can begin to really question, it affects us, that emotional aspect, that spiritual body, and that change is so rapid. It's one of the reasons why we feel so tired, because of those change and how quickly it's taking place. Our physical senses become stronger as well. There are things, my sense of smell, it's like stenches and odors and things. Now, I know there's a lot of spirit around me too, so that's a part of it. But there are some other smells and things that are begin to, it's almost as if every aspect of my senses is vibrating or become amplified in some way. And again, not only are our bodies learning to absorb the light for all of the change, but it's also in the process it's in the process of stretching and expanding. So even when we look at weight gain, one of the things that can happen, it can naturally be a way that as we are growing in light, as we are becoming higher vibrational beings, that it's natural for our body to want to ground us. And that, so a little bit of weight gain, it's like, don't be too hard on yourselves. Don't worry about the muffin top so much, because the physical body is just doing what it needs to do to help to ground us in this new vibration. There are so many major changes taking place, in, as I said, the brain, in its chemistry, all of the electromagnetic energies. So those symptoms, as I said, the headaches, are not uncommon. I talked about the blurry vision that I had, how, the clarity, I couldn't really see, or my eyes were so sore. Something else that can happen, is loss of hearing. Sometimes we can have, we know about the buzzing, the humming, the different things, but you literally can lose your hearing. And I know that happened for me too, where it was just completely dulled out. I had trouble hearing. That's a natural, normal symptom to higher transcendence of light. So again, that it's just one of the ways that, our body is trying to regulate within everything. I want to go into here so much. Okay, I talked a lot about the physical body. The other part of it is physical wise. I'm just waiting for spirit to show me here. Chest pains, sometimes fluttering of the heart, where the heart begins to beat very rapidly, where it's really to know that as that's happening, not only is there expanding of energy in the heart, but your heart is actually opening to deeper levels, a deeper level for you to be able to give and to receive love, a deeper level for you to be able to just be that compassion, be that, beautiful angel that you are. And so that the heart, it's not uncommon to have rapid heart rate to, I know my heart also, sometimes would just be beating like a mile a minute, almost just going really, really hard inside of my chest. And so that's also one of the things that can play out. So as I really I know I'm going through things pretty fast, but you know, that's a part of it. I want to talk more after the commercial break about how it is that we can help to regulate this, balance it, how we can release this energy to move forward into some newness within these changes. But I hope I've covered everything in a sense to give you an idea that that physical stuff that you're going through, it's all a part of it. And that there's, you know, nothing's wrong, that you're going to be okay, all is well. and I just want to help to validate, you know, that what you are going through is very real. But also, as I said, to let you know that this too shall pass. You know, this where you are is temporary in everything. And so the universe is ensuring that we are evolving, that we are growing, and the light that we are is shining brighter than ever. Be the light. I will talk more about this after the commercial break.
Everyone, I'm Katie Couric. You know, girls who grow up with confidence are more likely to reach their full potential. I've interviewed world leaders, CEOs, and celebrities, but my most important role has been as a mom to my two daughters, Ellie and Carrie. I've worked hard to encourage my girls to see the world as a place of endless possibilities. They know that believing in themselves will give them the confidence they need to persevere. Research has shown that girls with high self-esteem are better prepared to navigate life's challenges, not only in their teenage years, but well beyond. So join me as we empower the next generation. Together, we can help today's girls achieve their dreams tomorrow.
This message was brought to you by the Alliance for Women in Media and made possible through the support of Dove and the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, working together to help girls reach their full potential. To learn more, go to Dove.com.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Josh Groban. My favorite thing about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and helps get it to kids in need, but they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Work on Empower Radio.
All right, so the universe is nudging us all awake. It's asking of us to really get on path, to get on purpose. And as I was explaining earlier, that as we're doing that, as we're making those shifts in consciousness and new awarenesses that are being grown, new habits are forming, new paradigms, we have new desires, we have new belief systems that are taking place. This wave of energies that are playing up for us, there's all these amazing downloads happening, and our physical body just needs a little bit extra time to move through this energy. And so how do we do this is really what I want to focus on now, because I know for me, this has been super huge over the last couple of weeks. So there is, you know, there's a spiritual teaching where it was taught that we needed to be in an energetic bubble. And I, as I've said before, I really believe that there's a lot of spiritual practices that were really great in getting us to where we are today, but it's kind of time for a new way to be living and working and experiencing life within these new energies. It's really the universe is asking that of us. And so the energetic bubble is not really something that might be working so well for you anymore. And so I want to encourage you to really, you know, get into expanding into things. And if you're if you want more about, you know, how do I do that? What does she mean? I have a fabulous meditation on my website that will help you to really find your groove with these energies, you know, but expansion. So when we look at, you know, stay in your energy bubble, not so much. What if you expanded into whatever it is that was playing out? So when these waves of energy, and when you're a sensitive, you can feel when this energy is moving through you. You can feel that something is off kilter. It's not quite right. I want to encourage you to meet it and welcome it to you, to bring it forward and invite it into your experience, not as a way to cause any havoc or create greater suffering, but as a way to be to allow this energy to move through you faster, to allow this light to really expand, you know, be the light, take that light, expand your light into it, and meet everything that is playing, that plays up around you. So when you can feel the energy, welcome it. I always play silly little mind games. I have crazy little conversations with myself and all of the other people that hang out with me. But I have little conversations where I speak to the energy. So I want to, you know, encourage you to do that. If you're feeling tired, if you're feeling grouchy, if you're feeling a wave of energy that has you feeling even nauseous, you know, because again, we go into that flu-like symptom. I speak to the energy in a way to be thankful, to be grateful for it, by simply saying, oh, hi, wow, okay. Wow, you sure are something special. Thank you for showing up. I, you know, just be very playful with it. And that's what I try to do, is really in the awareness of it, to speak to it, to acknowledge the fact that there is something taking place that is bigger than who I am. And so, as I say, I trust and know that the universe is supporting me, that everything is well, that this is all of these changes are taking place and happening for me. And so because I know that this is happening for me so that I can evolve and grow and experience life in greater capacities, that when I welcome the energy, when I acknowledge it, I thank it, I speak to it, that the symptom that took place in my body almost gets resolved. It's like if there was a feeling of nauseousness that was there, it completely just almost neutralizes it. The acknowledgement and appreciation of what is taking place is probably the number one way to stop the symptom. It doesn't mean that the change stops, just how the physical body is reacting to it stops. The same thing takes place when you have, you know, an earache. You know, I hold my ear and I say thank you to the heavens. Whatever's playing out here, I thank you for this. And acknowledging and thank you to my body. You see, our body only knows how to respond in certain ways. And so even if an energy that is a wave of energy that's taking place is shifting and moving us into higher vibration, the physical body doesn't know that's really what's happening. It's just responding to the energy. And as it responds in the only way that it knows how, it says, there is something foreign that is taking place here, and I must go into defense of it. And so it creates illness, or it creates a symptom. And so it's the body's only doing its job. You know, it's fighting with the antibodies and everything within the physical aspects. So by acknowledging the energy in this way, it's like the physical body then is responds to it by letting it just do its thing. It doesn't meet it with resistance. Our physical body doesn't go into protection mode. It notices, hey, there's a foreign antibody here. There is some energy that's at play that I've never experienced before. And then there we are saying, oh, thank you for that energy. And the body responds to whatever we believe. The body responds to whatever we're willing to receive. And the moment we can receive it is the moment the symptom begins to dissolve. Now, some things have literally taken place for me and have been instantaneous in the receiving of it and in the dissolving of it. There are other things that may take a little time to work itself through, where the body just needs a little bit, you know, in order to integrate the energy, in order to kind of find its balance with it. It might take a little bit of time. But just again, you know, that becomes the nurturing of the body, the self-care, the self-love, things, you know, to be able to really just take care of you, just to take care of you. So that's my number one go-to. My number one go-to is absolutely to speak to my body, to speak to the energy and receive the wave, receive it. I know so many people that go into almost drama around what is taking place that actually creates even more resistance to what is being brought forward for them. And so the drama really interrupts something that could be handled with so much more ease and so much more grace if they were allowing of it. And again, I'm certainly not judging them, because I was there too. Been there, done that. Just that now I understand that in receiving it is what creates the grace. Receiving it is what creates the ease. And in speaking to it in this appreciation and, oh, thank you for whatever's taking place, I love it, awesome, you know, that this definitely has made a huge difference for the symptoms that I have been experiencing. Okay, where are we moving to? All right, so we talked about speaking to the energy. So some of the other things that come up here as well is about, okay, so we've spoken to the energy. We know something is big at play. This is not about being in the energy bubble. We don't have to put layers and layers of light around us to protect us from the experience. I'm inviting you, as I said, to expand into it, to become even more light than you were before. And this is a process that is done energetically. Again, I want to refer you to that fantastic meditation. It's a shameless plug. I think everybody tuning in better go and get it. Buy it now. but really a process of really taking what is within us and expanding it outwards, taking the love that we are, taking the light that we are, taking the compassion that we are, taking everything that we know is our true divine nature, natural self, that true divinity that exists inside of us, and taking it and allowing it to grow bigger than, you know, than ever, really pushing it through us, making our light shine. It's like we change the battery. we tune it on high. We turn it from a low beam to a high beam. We want to make sure that we are expanding it as much as possible. I have found that expanding into whatever it is that I'm experiencing is another way that I allow it to exist. We can coexist It's another way that it neutralizes. It's another way that I can actually receive it with ease and grace. So I want to go back to the blurry vision that I've been having. So in the blurry vision, instead of going into the drama around it, the drama of like, oh, my eyes, I can't see properly, they're sore, they hurt, and telling all my friends about how how sore and my eyes are, and, you know, really just, oh, how I hate when this happens, and I've got to go get my eyes checked, and just really creating a story of drama around my eyes. Instead, is I took that blurry vision and I imagined for myself, I felt it, I saw it in, you know, that clairvoyant aspect of things, but just to be able to take the light that exists within me and through the breath and really began to breathe the love into that blurriness, began to expand the light into that blurriness and really allowed it to be received. And allowing it to, you know, ultimately just become one with me. It's like, okay, there's the blurry vision. I'm going to just expand into the blurry vision. And as I expanded into blurry vision, my sight cleared. It's powerful and it's different from anything maybe you've ever heard before. All I know is that for me, it works. And if it works for me, I know it's going to work for you too. So those are the first two things. I think, you know, when we look at, there is this energy that's playing out right now. You know, this is sometimes it hits us really hard and it's like the universe really demands us to pay attention. And other times it might just be a progressive of things, you know, just a progression of different things that take place. So sometimes it can be, you know, as I said, almost that the universe is demanding it of us. And when we become aware to the fact that we can handle it in different ways, it doesn't seem to beat us up quite so much. Okay, moving on. So, I mean, it really is. This is the energy. It's a completely game. It's a game changer. It truly is. So one of the things that I've done in the last couple of weeks in really to honor what's been playing out on a physical basis for me is really getting back into self-care, self-care, self-care. And I realized that again, in, you know, being who I am and wanting to help everybody in the world and to go out of my way to, you know, make a difference in other people's lives and not for the recognition of it, but just because it's what fulfills me on such a deep, deep level, that I really had, again, you know, it was like a call to nurture, to care for me. So this last couple of weeks, I've kind of closed the door a little bit on some things. And again, I was feeling that extra tired, you know, that not being able to feel rested, to feel energized, that feeling of being lethargic. And I really recognized that I needed to take more time just for me. And so I took a step back. As I said, I closed the door on some things. And even 30 minutes by myself made a world of difference. And so if you're feeling extra tired, if, you know, this is something that you're going through, I really want to encourage you, instead of pushing yourself to get it all done, push yourself to accomplish things. Take a day, to nurture and care. Take 30 minutes and go crawl back in on your pillow. You know, just allow yourself almost the privilege of having some alone time. Sometimes with these waves of energy and the things that are playing out, we can feel so overwhelmed and bombarded energetically that when we can take a step back and find some alone time, as I said, even 30 minutes, that silence is nurturing and healing all of itself. And for many of us, we actually avoid quiet. We avoid being in a space all alone. And within this is some of the greatest healing that can take place. You know, how many of you can't leave your phone alone? How many of you can't stay off, you know, social media? How many of you have to have a radio on to bring some noise into your home or into your vehicle or your office. This is almost one of the ways that we create the symptoms in our physical body with some of these waves of energy. That truly what our physical body is asking us for is quiet. Quiet alone time so that we can nurture, care, do nothing. There is so much joy in doing no thing whatsoever. Being alone with ourselves gives us an advantage. It gives us the advantage that we can actually hear the messages from our own soul or the guidance, you know, that we've been seeking or asking for from spirit for our own life. And we can feel some challenge sometimes by being quiet. But I want to encourage you that when your physical body is going through some of the symptoms it's going through, that you become diligent in providing for yourself a little alone time, a little time for nobody else but you. And I know that, you know, it certainly has made a big, big difference for me being able to kind of close the door and just allow the shifts of energy that are taking place to take place. There, you know, we're being given such a huge support from the cosmos, support to help us create new empowered lifestyles, the ability of this conscious choice to be able to change directions in our life. But we need to slow down. We need to not only focus on what's the here and the now, but we need to slow down. We've got to shut off the busyness in our life. It's one of the, again, it's another way to create a little bit of ease and to find some grace through everything that we're experiencing physically. So then we want to go to the other side of the fence. And it really is, you know, we may also feel, and I know there's been times for me like this, where I have been no energy, zip zilch, feeling nauseous, having, you know, all of these things going on physically. And then there's the other side of it, in the sense that I have so much energy, I don't know what to do with myself. I am like almost busting at the seams. I am, you know, I want to go places, do things. I want to talk to people. I, you know, want to go and be out in the world. And, you know, so there can be lots of energy, almost, and to the point that, have you ever felt like you needed to run away from yourself or run, or the body feels so agitated that you just need to shake it off? You just need to, you know, do something. Well, that's awesome, because it's important for us to be aware of that energy as well. Because when that energy plays up, this is about when, you know, go for a rigorous walk, go outside and just speed walk around the block if you need to, you know, do a little bit of exercise to help move this wave of energy through your body. You know, we can actually get muscle aches and pains, and our joints begin to almost feel like they're seizing up, not just, you know, at times from inactivity, because for some, you know, there isn't a balance between that, the movement, and our bodies need to move. And so even stretching our bodies, going for that walk around the block, doing jumping jacks, I've done that, jumping jacks in my house, just to move the energy, just to allow it to move through me, instead of being stuck inside, creating all of that discomfort and all of that pain. So sometimes we have to take the actual opposite in order, you know, instead of doing the sleeping, the downtime, the alone time, we have to go the other way and say, okay, I need to move. I need to get this energy moving through me. And so you might find, you know, I know for me, it really has been, as I said, the jumping jacks. I love to dance. And so for me, turning on music and dancing around my house, you know, is a practice that I enjoy doing. Even that urgency to talk to someone, and, you know, we can get into the place of, oh, I'm lonely, I've got nobody to talk to, nobody's available. We can get feeling really down about that. You know, talk talk to your guides, talk to your angels, talk to your loved ones on the other side, speak to the universe. That whole practice of talking out loud really confirms and defines things for us in our life. Speak to the unseen, because you are being heard, even when you feel like there's nobody listening. When you can speak it, something magical happens. It just begins to take hold of a whole different vibration within what it becomes within manifestation in life. So being able to get active within this energy, to be able to follow, I think ultimately, is about following flow. The flow of the energy, the flow of these waves, when it's creating illness and dis-ease in the body, you know, really quiet time, nurturing time, slow down time, meeting it, talking to it, loving it, you know, loving it out of reality, so to speak. And other times, allowing it to empower you to follow the flow. And as this energy is almost fired up and ready to go, that you become fired up and ready to go too. That you take initiative and you begin to, as I said, walk around the block, begin to dance in your home, exercise. And exercise does not have to be grueling. Just begin to move the body so that that energy can move through you. And then speak it out loud. Talk to the unseen. Voice your concerns. Complain a little bit if you need to. That's perfectly okay. Begin to affirm, intend, and ask for your life. You'll find that, you know, when you do this, it's like our life purpose begins to show itself. Our future direction suddenly begins to call us forward. And sometimes we need to put some effort into our life. We can sit by and just let things play out however they play out. You know, I get too restless to allow the hand of fate to decide for me. So sometimes we need to slow down a little bit. Sometimes we need to get a little bit active. We need to become motivated. Spending time in nature, you know, getting outside, that fresh air, there's something about that prana energy that seems to just rejuvenate, revitalize. So even when we're feeling, you know, even when we go into the nauseousness or the flu-like symptoms, sometimes simply stepping outside and taking some deep breaths, inviting the fresh air into our body, into our minds, into our spirit. It really can improve everything that we're feeling. So even when we can feel the energy that's influencing us, maybe a little bit heavy, creating that lethargic aspect of things, you know, it's in those times and in those circumstances where we may need to love ourselves even more. It's in those times where we go outside and we breathe deeper, inhaling and exhaling and breathing in the light, breathing the light, being the light. That's a simple process. You know, no matter what symptom you're going through, whether it be a rash on your body, whether it be the sensitivity of your hearing, whether it be the fact that food no longer satisfies, whether you're feeling tired or lethargic and have so much energy, or you've got an ache or a pain, whatever it is you're experiencing, by simply catching your breath, imagining that you're breathing in the light, you're exhaling the light. Breathe in the light, exhale the light. You're going to find everything begins to neutralize. It begins to resolve. Symptoms begin to be alleviated from your physical body. And then it comes down to the final part of it, gratitude for it all. Gratitude is probably the highest form of honoring ourselves and honoring the universe and honoring what is playing out in the cosmos. Gratitude is the greatest way we can honor our own divinity. Gratitude. Thank you for everything you're doing for me, body. Thank you for all the ways that you are helping me to evolve and grow. Thank you to our physical body. Our bodies, like everything else, respond to appreciation. They respond by, you know, the love that we give our bodies. The more we love our body for what it's doing, the more that our body responds in health and wellness, and the physical symptoms that we were experiencing are gone. So, awareness to the body. Thank the body. Be with your body. Ground in your body. Allow yourself to be completely, totally human. And know that as you do, you are evolving and growing spiritually. That this life as a human in this body is ultimately your spiritual experience. All right, sweet friends, thank you again for tuning in. I look forward to sharing in conversation with you again soon. Bye for now.